Hey, Riri.
Hey, Sandy.
What's going on, girl?
Nothing much, you know. New hair, new me.
Oh my God. It looks so good on you, though. I love
It's
it.
giving 850 credit score. It's giving new Mercedes. It's giving high rise, you know?
Okay.
Giving Caucasian a little
Not
bit.
Brianka.
What?
Not
Yeah,
Caucasian.
just a little bit, but like not on like the full blonde side, but kind of like a, like I date black men kind of Caucasian,
Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving.
but football players.
Okay. All right. Okay. I love it though. It looks good on you,
You.
baby. Looks good on you.
Thank you.
Okay, now you gotta do the theme song, baby. The theme. You
Yeah.
ready?
Welcome back. Hey, the girl, she did that. Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah.
Welcome back to season two, episode number one. So we haven't been on since what, August? And it's October the 2nd. It's October 2nd.
Yes.
Can you believe that? So what you been doing besides changing your hair?
Oh, well, just been working and, paying the bills.
That's it.
Yes. What about you?
I've been doing the same thing, working and paying the bills. Paying the
And blank.
Maybe.
Okay.
Just maybe. I've just been here, there,
You've been
and
catching flights.
I've been catching flights. I've been in the car,
Beep, beep.
just enjoying the end of the summer. It's so sad.
It's not. It's been hot as hell. Okay.
I
Turn the
mean,
heat down.
you're right.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to fall because I get to wear my clothes, like my boots and my sweaters. I get to cover up
When
the
you said
fat.
clothes, I was a little
You know what I'm
concerned. I was
saying?
like, you ain't been wearing clothes?
No, like cover up the fat. You know what I'm saying? Like people say big bag, it's definitely it's giving big.
Small bag.
It's giving big. It is giving. You need to get on the treadmill. That's what it's giving.
All right, girl. Well, moving on. The person that we're going to highlight today is Miss Evie Eve. I chose Eve because she's one of my favorite rappers. That I'm in, and I think I'm gonna forever, ever, ever, we'll be together. You know what I'm saying? Who's that girl? I have not read it yet, but I have definitely downloaded because I be listening to Audible. So that's on my list of things to listen to. Actually, I got it from the library. So if for those of you all who like to listen to books, go to your local library, download Libby, and you can listen to books for free. And if there's not on there, you can request it at your local library. But if you are just impatient and you just have to read it, then you can go to Audible. So that's just to save you a lot of money because Audible is like $15 a month, and then it's like you get a credit once a month, and you gotta buy. If you're a real reader, you probably read multiple books. But anyways, that's a side note. But Who's That Girl is out, and I am excited to read it. I really am looking forward to seeing, who she was, back in the day, and how she's transformed to the woman that she is today. I've always just thought that she was just an innovator, very like a go-getter, a hustler, not letting anybody tell her no. So yeah, Eve has always been from her show to, she just has really been a secret inspiration. I don't really tell people that I like Eve, not on like some I'm embarrassed or anything, but it's just like whatever. It's just a little known fact about me. Many people don't know that. So
Okay, little known fact. I mean, Eve was that girl back in the day. You know what I'm saying? She had
for sure.
a show on. Was it UPN or?
Oh yeah, it was.
Yes, I used to watch it. So
Me too.
Yes, yes. I do like Eve. So, okay, girl. Eve, you are a girl that did that, okay? We're so proud of you.
Yes.
So proud of you. All right. Do you have a beverage tonight? Because I forgot to get one. I got some lemonade up here, but...
Definitely forgot my beverage.
Okay, well, who do we become?
Clearly not upholding our alcoholic duties.
Oh, sorry, guys. I got some lemonade, though. Pink lemonade at that.
Correct.
Beautiful. Okay, perfect. All right, so what is the topic for tonight? Today?
So,
Monday, Tuesday, so Wednesday.
So today we are going to be talking about safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And first we're going to define safe space, and then we're going to talk about some characteristics about what you need to provide a safe space, not only just for other people, but also for yourself. So let's start off with the definition.
Okay.
Got this from ChatGPT. All right.
What?
ChatGPT.
You ain't go to the Google?
No.
My Lord. Wait, which ChatGPT do you have? Do you have like the paid one or you have
the free one? What difference does it make? None at all.
Okay.
Tried it.
Okay.
Anyways, safe space, where people feel accepted, heard, and free to express themselves without judgment or fear. Does that sound googly to you?
Sure.
Okay. So the first thing that when it comes to safe space is actively listening. So essentially what that is emphasizing and validating emotions, experiences, acknowledging feelings without minimizing. I know that with actively listening to somebody, I've definitely have experienced being in conversations with people where my feelings have been minimized. It's not a good feeling, and it is something that I feel like people have to be mindful of, because sometimes people can express big feelings and it can be overwhelming for the person, but they are not articulating like, hey, like your feelings are a little bit too big for me right now. And they're not respecting their own boundaries by basically saying like, hey, like I may not have the capacity at this point to deal with your feelings. And I feel like that's okay. But to minimize or to make someone feel like their situation is less important, I think that that's just a shitty way to feel, basically. What do you think?
Concur. I was writing down a question I want to ask you about this because...
Oh, my bad.
You know, you're pretty deep. Just listening to you talk, I thought to myself, I feel like I'm interviewing you.
That's what he said.
Okay. All right. Is everyone meant to be a safe space?
No.
Okay. Why?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
No, ma'am.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, why do you think that is?
I think that because there are certain characteristics that you need to have to be a safe space. Do I believe that you can become a safe space? Absolutely. But I don't think that it's something that is natural for people in general to be a safe space. When I think about safe space, without the definition, I think of being empathetic and listening to the person and imagining yourself in their shoes, and not necessarily saying that this is what I would do or going to anything like that, but just imagining like, hey, if I was going through that situation, how would I feel? Mm-hmm. And what would I need on a basic level before asking them what they need? What can I do to provide safety for them or protection so that they can express themselves and feel as if you're a safe space for them to just speak how they feel without judgment, without fear, without any type of retaliation or anything or being defensive? I think that is not something that innately everyday people always have. People end up, you know, showing you that like their stuff is bigger than yours, or they can be dismissive, or like we just talked about, they can minimize how you feel. So I think that is a, I think it's a learned thing. And there's trials and error when it comes to trying to be somebody's safe space, because sometimes it's not genuine for people. Like, it's just not their thing.
True. Like, you know, some therapists are not, don't have empathy. I think we learned that in grad school.
Correct. And they still graduated.
And they still graduated.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That was always very interesting to me. Like, I just felt like our degree was not something that should just be a test. And if you pass it, then you get the piece of paper saying, like, hey, I earned this degree.
Sure.
Like we talked about, you know, off of the podcast, when you were talking about work and somebody was like impressed by how you showed up. It's and I said, because it's in you, not on you. Mm-hmm.
Say that
and,
again.
You know, and I think that that's what this field is about. Like, I think that the social services field is about it being in you and not on you. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you have to ask questions beyond what's being given to you. You have to, people want to feel like, feel cared for, want to feel loved, and they want to feel like you are intrigued in what they have to say. Mm-hmm. So you can't just ask the generic questions. If you're actively listening, then you can ask the questions that are not being asked.
Yeah.
Because even though somebody may be going through some things, you have to build a rapport to kind of challenge their thought process. Mm-hmm. Because just because you are sad or just because you are experiencing whatever emotion doesn't necessarily mean that we don't have to process.
Right.
Doesn't, being a safe place doesn't mean that that's the place for you to like bitch and complain. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. we can also come up with solutions. Mm-hmm. But you feel safe enough with me or whoever to come up with those solutions. Or it could just be a situation where I'm just listening. Like, I don't really have any feedback, mm-hmm. you know? So there's just so many different ways that you could be a safe space. But no, I do not feel like everybody, you should not be telling everybody whatever it is, because it's a very vulnerable thing. And when somebody doesn't show up the way you want them to show up, you're going to hold them accountable for that. And that's
right.
not fair.
Right. To me. Going back to what you said about providing feedback and just maybe using active listening skills.
Correct.
Because sometimes being a safe space, you know, they might just need you to listen. They might mm-hmm. not need, like you said, feedback all the time, right? Maybe not in that particular moment, because mm-hmm. they could be very fragile, right? Depending on what's going on or what the topic is. But sometimes just actively listening to what is being said is also very helpful, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for sure.
I had another question.
Go for it.
Brianna. Okay. Do you believe that you are someone's safe space?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay. You confident in that?
Oh.
Why do you believe that?
I've been given the feedback of being a safe space. Okay. In a few people's lives. And I think that also when I think about safe space, it not being somebody's safe space doesn't make you a bad person.
Sure.
And you're not going to always be the safe space for every topic in somebody's life mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and being okay with that. And I think that because I am okay with being a safe space and the things that I'm confident in and letting people know, like, hey, if I'm not a safe space in another particular area that like I may not, you know, be that person, I'm okay with that too. Mm-hmm. My love does not increase or decrease. It doesn't change because I'm not your everything.
Sure.
But for sure. I mean, do you feel like you're somebody's safe space?
Absolutely.
I like that.
Sometimes to my detriment.
Mm.
Right? Because I
Speak
feel like...
It. Actually.
Ooh, okay. You like that?
Speak on it.
Let me fix this here. Speak on that. If you want to. I missed it. Daddy be kind. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Girl, that was my CD. I love that CD. Yeah. Okay, sorry. We talking about CDs. How old are we? Okay, anyway. Because everything is so streamed. Everything's streamed now. Wait. I wonder, is it on Spotify? You think it is?
It's on my Apple. So
you lie. Okay, I got to get on there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I feel like so many times in my own life and professional life, I'm kind of seen as, you know, the mother, the go-to, right? Mm-hmm. Which is weird for me because I don't see myself in that way. You know, like mm-hmm. people coming to me for advice or things like that or whatever. And sometimes I feel like I take so much on that I don't always properly take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And so I have to maintain some type of boundaries when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find myself getting burnt out. And when I feel that way, I try to find ways to recharge, right? So mm-hmm. self-care becomes very, very important when you find yourself in those type of situations. Because, you know, I find myself in these situations where I'm like, how did I get here? And how do I get out of here? Because, mm-hmm. Brianna, I need you to help me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Sure. How did I get here? You know, so I don't know, but like you said, it's just in me, and mm-hmm. it just happens. So I go with it, but I also try to set very firm boundaries depending on what the topic is and who the individual mm-hmm. is as well.
Yeah, I think that like sometimes people come to you with big emotions,
mm-hmm.
and I think that because you have such a caring and giving heart, that you're like, there's no problem that I can't overcome. Mm-hmm. And I think that later on you realize like, maybe that wasn't, I probably should have set a boundary with that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I feel like, you know, it's a beautiful thing that, you know, you extend yourself to people, but I think that it shouldn't be at your detriment.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I definitely have seen you like go over and beyond for people. You've gone over and beyond for me. For sure.
That made me cry. That made me cry these lashes off. Stop it. Make my eyes sweat.
My eyes sweat. Yeah, but yeah, I think that happens with safe spaces too, is that even in providing a safe space for somebody, that doesn't mean that your space should be invaded. You know, mm-hmm. and that's okay if you can't provide a safe space in a particular situation, especially when it comes to social services. Like there's some things that are just not an average day issue and problem that normal people would face,
mm-hmm.
that clinicians do face. And, you know, to be able to be equipped and want that to be something that you actually want to tackle,
mm-hmm.
is a personal choice, but being mindful of like how that impacts you. I think we kind of talked. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I got another question, but you know.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so do you believe you have a safe space?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
I think that my sister is my like safe space. Mm-hmm. If I was just to, you know, name, but I think that we've always been close, but I think that as we become women,
mm-hmm.
from girls to women,
mm-hmm.
I think that our age gap started to make more sense because being my sister being 5 years, you know, separation between us, she's 15, I'm 10.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, really,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, the best of friends, we're sisters, but we're not the best of friends, but at 34 and her soon to be 40, now we have some things that are more in common. There's certain life things and expectations and things and goals that we want to accomplish and things that I may experience in relationships that she may have already experienced,
mm-hmm.
that she kind of just guides me in that. And I think that, you know, with us both going through similar experiences of losses, and that's the person that I could talk to about those people that was in the same relations to her.
Right.
So I think that, and correlating it to my life and how that shows up in my personal life,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, she kind of helps me process those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
It points out like those characteristics that I just am blindsided to. Like, I just don't even think about that. And she brings it to light and I'm like, oh, well, let me put that a part of my processing. Because sometimes also, when you're in a safe space, when people drop gems on you,
mm-hmm.
you can't automatically think that they're going to like, oh, okay, I can you know, respond effectively. Like, sometimes there's some stuff that you got to, like, sit back and reflect on.
Right.
And I think that, you know, she's done that. You've been a safe space to me. You know, our mutual friends have been a safe space for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I need 24 hours. That conversation was a little bit too deep for me today.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, I need 24 hours. It's called processing.
No, she gonna laugh the whole time. Make jokes entire time.
I definitely have to deflect. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I felt it. Mm-hmm. You have to come for me. I wasn't ready. But I guess I had to get ready. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so I think that the things that I'm not prepared for in that safe space, but because we have rapport, because we have respect, and we've known each other for a very long time, mm-hmm. I know that whatever it is that's stinging me isn't intentional to harm me.
Right.
And so that's the importance of a safe space, is that, like, knowing who you're talking to. You know, if you're talking to somebody who you've known for less than a year, that conversation might be different than somebody you've known for over 10 years. Because you probably have gone through things together. You could probably point out, like, hey, you remember the last time this happened with such and such? It's coming up again. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, you can put the pieces together versus with somebody that's less than a year, you're learning their patterns. You're learning how they deal with conflict. You're learning how they deal with disagreements. You're learning how they deal with being defensive, being upset, being sad. Mm-hmm. You know, how do they show up in these different situations so that you can provide a safe space? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Being adaptable and adjusting to the situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to, it's a lot of the stuff that we kind of talked about is already on here, mm-hmm. but I really wanted to talk about holding space without taking up space. Mm-hmm. And allowing somebody to process. Oh, my bad. The little dumb thing. allowing someone to process without trying to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that setting the boundary and letting people know, like, hey, this is something that I acknowledge is your stuff, and realizing that at the end of the day, this is your stuff. I'm in this space with you, but I'm not here to solve the problem for you. Kind of like therapy. Like, you know, like, we could talk it out. We could process, we can, you know, break it down. But at the end of the day, the choice is yours. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, a lot of the times people will hear a story that is relative to them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well, you know, when I went through this situation, or this is similar to when I was dealing with such and such. And sometimes it's just not the right time to bring that up. Mm-hmm. Or it can seem to be, you know, you end up taking over the conversation because, you know, we're no longer talking about the person who brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're now talking about such and such from your past. And it's like, I don't mind talking about such and such from your past, but I kind of wanted to talk about what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Not back down memory lane. That's my favorite part.
So yeah, I think that was one of the things that I wanted to bring up, was just holding the space for somebody and not necessarily taking up the space and being mindful of that.
Yeah,
I know that some people like to ask before they give that. I think that it's just, for me, it's just more so of a vibe, or more of a genuine, just giving an example, like showing, like, I hear you. Mm-hmm. And this is how I can relate to you. But I think that just deals with timing, mm-hmm. and how long you've been in a relationship or friendship with that person.
Right.
Yeah. And then also what was on here was, I think that we talked about, not necessarily. I think when it comes to safe space, knowing that life, right, for yourself, And knowing that with that, sometimes you don't have the emotional capacity deal with someone else's stuff. How do you navigate that?
You mean you asking me that?
I am.
Okay. Take it back. Can we rewind? What's the question?
My bad. So the question is that with knowing that life's, right? And you have your own issues and your own problems. Let's say that you're to the max in your emotional cup, right? And a person comes to you with their stuff and wanting you to be their safe space, or you are their safe space for them. You know, how do you navigate that? And whether you provide that safe space, or, you know, how do you go about that situation?
Well, there, if I feel my cup running over, right, I think that's a good time to use active listening skills. One, but if they came to you about something that was rather important, I think providing them that space just to talk it out would be okay, you know. And then if it's to the point where you just don't have any time to say, hey, let's schedule a time to sit down and talk about this later, because you might not always have time, right? And I know for me, especially in my professional life, I'm always bombarded with that, you know, especially with my patients. Like, hey, I really, really want to hear what you have to say in this moment, but I really got to get to this group. I really got to go. You know what I'm saying? And to them, it's like dire. Like, I need to talk about it, and I need to talk about it right now. And it's like, let's sit in that for a moment, right? I want to hear you, and I want to validate you, and I want to support you, but I got to go take care of something else right now. So I feel like I'm very good at like triaging, if that makes sense, what's going on with someone, and then knowing how to, you know, deal with it, whether it's there or at a later time. It just depends. And then personally, you know, I leave my door open until 9 o'clock. PM And after that time, if you got a problem after that, do not disturb. I'll catch you in the morning. I mean, you know, I'll be tired. I need my 15-minute nap before I go to sleep. Don't judge me. But like, I, you know, at any time before 9 o'clock, I'm good to go. I'm all yours, you know. But I also know that, you know, living in a different space, it does require me to nurture those other relationships too. You know what I mean? Because I'm not physically like in the same distance as the people that I care about or the people that I am the safe space for. So I do try to allot some of that time in the evening, although I have other, you know, responsibilities going on. So it just depends. It works out. And my husband is very gracious too, because I'm usually on the phone all evening. And he just kind of come in and out, so kind of pressures on that one, but just depends.
Yeah, I agree. I think that setting time, if possible, setting time to delegate like space, because I guess when I think about it, like if I'm going through a heartbreak and then like you call me about relationship problems, I may not have the capacity to be my full and authentic self as far as, you know, providing that safe space, because I'm going through a similar situation, well, a different situation in the same category.
Right.
So, you know, I may not be giving you the best advice in this season because I may not like men at that time.
Right. So, leave him.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, he a good man, Savannah.
There's no fair balance of the assessment. Sure. Like if I was in a better place, I would not have given you that advice. But I also do know that, you know, sometimes people are dealing with conflict or anxiety and they're like, you know, I need to have some type of relief, and I may not be that for you. Like I might just be having a really bad day. Dealing with my own stuff. And it's like, you know, yeah. probably can't process that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, with process is also said that, with being a safe space, I think that we used to be good at this. We kind of fell off, but, checking in even when it's not a big boom, like a big situation, like doing a feelings check.
Oh, we don't do that every day.
I don't think that we like necessarily like, I think we ask each other like, what, you know, how was your day? What was going on? This, this, and that. But mm-hmm. I don't think that we necessarily say like a feeling check. Like if you were to state how you feel, what would it be? What would it look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that we necessarily say that, but I think that we do check in the sense of how are you? How was your day? How was work? Type of thing. Mm-hmm. But more so of like a feeling check, like, you know, if you could describe how your feelings were today in one word, like, what does that look like? And then expanding on that. So
I feel overwhelmed today. I feel overwhelmed today. If I had to give you a feeling today.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that was one of the things that, for a safe space is that you don't have to always wait until somebody comes to you with a problem or something. Kind of like check-ins.
Sure.
Basically. So although we talk very frequently, like off of this podcast, I think that just like, you know, how are you feeling? Because I can say for myself, and I think that you've experienced it from me, mm-hmm. is that to ask me how I feel or to be open about a situation that I might be experiencing is very hard for me to. What are you doing?
That is not Spanish. And yes, I'm glad it's not. But I'm glad
it is. it's Spanish for excuse me.
No, it's not. It's, no.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
So, like I was saying, like, what? So, I think that although it's a component of like sliding into a safe space, like asking somebody, like, how are you feeling? Or, you know, feeling check, like what's going on today. I think that sometimes when we feel like somebody has gotten through the big storm, that we don't check in to like, you know, the aftermath. Mm-hmm. So I think that also that being a part of the safe space, of doing that, because sometimes for, like I said, for me, I'm not going to always be like, oh yeah, girl, because like I was thinking about this, da da da, blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh yeah, I'm good, I'm fine.
Like today, just pulling teeth.
Not too much.
Okay.
Not too much.
Okay, we gonna talk about that later.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, anywho, so that concludes safe space.
Okay, safe space.
So for the people, we have some updates, some good news.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So we have merchandise coming soon. It will be up on our Instagram. You click the link. We have shirts. We have hats. We have tumblers. We
don't have hats.
I thought we had hats.
It's not a hat. We got luggage.
We have luggage. We have sweatshirts. We have a shower curtain.
We have a
And we have a fanny pack.
Mm.
Mm. A few of those things I'm probably going to, you know, order. But yes, so when we put it up, when this episode comes out today, it will be up today.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. Order something. Let us know what you think. So yeah, we're very excited about this merchandise. We worked very, very hard.
We have.
Putting this together. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Click the link. And also, don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Mm-hmm. YouTube, Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, Spotify. Pandora, Apple,
TikTok,
we're everywhere. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's it.
Would you like to say, Cassandra?
No, I'm very proud of you tonight. And I'm very proud of all the hard work you put into this podcast. I'm so proud of you, Bree Bree.
I'm proud of you too, Sandy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Until next time, guys.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.